Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, dad joking lawn clippings, RJ.
What did we break?
And from Harmonia, soothing supporter, Adam.
One could say I am an athletic supporter.
Huh?
If you know what I mean.
Tonight, ladies and germs of all creed and colors, tonight it's just us girls.
Let's talk about the husband.
I'm sorry, did you just say let's talk about the husband? I mean, for the people that listen to us in our old podcast, the Dysfunctional Podcast, they're getting a...
The veterans. And we'd like to honor those who have...
who stuck around our content.
Your service for this country in listening to this podcast.
We're giving the girls a break. They were on vacation this weekend.
They're fully efficacied vaxxed.
Yeah.
They're at the full height of their... mRNA vaccines.
So we'll give them the week off so that they can enjoy their vacation.
Did you know that they're using the mRNA, like the stuff they've done with the COVID vaccine, to like advance other vaccines now? Because this is the first time they've effectively used an mRNA vaccine.
Hmm.
So like there have been breakthroughs in like AIDS vaccines.
Oh. Now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. So it's just us boys today, Adam and RJ. So let's talk about the husband.
You can't use my same joke I just said 2 minutes ago.
I
feel like this is not picking me up.
Yeah, you have to be closer. Remember, when it's the box, you have to be close to it. When the microphone is on its own,
fine.
Then you have to be far away from it.
Fine.
Okay, some news for me. Iloilo has had a just a whirlwind of lies, deceit.
Uh-huh. Treachery.
Treachery. So we talked about last week.
Let's talk about the treachery.
Let's talk about the treachery. Let's talk about the Audie. Let's name names.
Oh. Wait, didn't she move in like 6 minutes ago?
So a month ago.
Okay.
She moved in.
Sure.
From a co-op member, Allie. Horsewoman.
Allie the ally.
Yes, Allie the ally. And apparently the allyship stopped there.
Oh!
So Audie...
Performative.
Like, Allie, as a true ally, would spend time with Beardo. You know, it would be... They would kiki. They would...
Who?
Beardo.
You said Allie would spend time with Beardo?
Oh, Audie. I'm so sorry, Allie. Allie is ally. Audie is not.
Oh. Okay.
Audie would spend time with Beardo, so I was like, okay, an ally, we stan. Literally like 2 days after I caught them kikiing in Beardo's home.
Sure.
She gave me her photo.
Great.
So that was like literally like 29 days later that she moved in. She gave me her photo.
Yeah, didn't we talk about it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
This was how fast it all happened.
Wow.
A day later.
A day.
She asked to leave the island. What do we make of this?
Well, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Iloilo is not a well laid out island. And I think some people just don't enjoy living in that environment.
How? What? Why is it Iloilo's
dead ends everywhere. Cul-de-sacs. Courts. What is this? A white suburb?
Audie, the performative allyship that Audie exhibited in Iloilo was truly something that I was appalled by, shocked by, and I'm glad she's gone.
Audie is the bachelorette party at the gay bar. That's absolutely...
Yes.
That's the energy Audie gives me.
Yes, they're the like, I'm getting married!
And they go to the drag show.
I'm getting married. I don't care. I'm going to take an Uber so I can get blacked out. Oh my gosh, she's wearing a dress. That's Audie.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning, it's like, actually, I need to go back to church. So I need to leave this island.
Den of deceit.
Yeah. So Audie is gone.
Okay.
And
who has moved in?
Still reeling from the loss. I fully was like, so I did I did have amiibos that I could have used, but I wanted to savor the amiibos. So I went island hunting for the first time. I thought villager hunting.
Oh, okay.
I went villager hunting for the first time in a while. I was very excited.
I thought you
I did not.
You did not? No. You just invited her the one time?
Yeah, because you need three times.
Three times, yeah.
And the math didn't add up. So I went villager hunting, and Chet Hanks was right. White boy summer is upon us.
Not because this.
Literally, I went 23 times. I want to say a good 10 of them were jocks.
23 times, aka one time for every year I've been alive, because I'm famously very young, and that's what we're going with into this summer, that I'm very young. That's what we're doing.
Hmm.
She's growing her hair out.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a different color by the end of the week.
Did you make your hair appointment?
No, I have to do that after this.
Okay.
So let's hurry it up, please.
We said that this is going to be a short episode because it's just the two of us, but we'll see. But yeah, the jocks were like in full force, and I was like, I don't need this right now. I can only have one. Hamlet, famously.
Oh, Hamlet, yeah.
Because it's just a lot. That personality is just a lot. I was in the search for a sisterly or a snooty, because those are the two personality types that I did not have. It took me 23 islands to finally find a snooty, because it was just a constant sweet, peppy jock.
Okay.
Rotation, okay. As if cursed by Adi. She said, I don't want you to have what you want. And then I finally found a snooty. Her name is Monique.
And she is a?
Cabaret singer.
Oh, she's the cat?
She's the cat version of Tiffany. So she has drawn on eyebrows.
Oh, of course.
A Cindy Crawford beauty mark.
Uh-huh. Oh. That is a
45-year-old woman.
That is, okay. So Monique is very, Tiffany.
Monique loves her pussycat wigs. She said, just throw on the shortest blonde bob and I'm ready for my number.
Yeah, that's definitely a wig out of a bag.
She's like, you know, it's my second that number
bang,
of the night.
That bang is so bad. What's
the
happening
The bang is
there?
Like my bang.
But like it's weirdly just like pulled to the center and then the other sides are parted.
It's the purple eyeshadow for me. Let's talk about her Tamisha Iman catchphrase. All publicity is good publicity.
Well, there you go.
So catch Monique.
In honor of Tamisha Iman Tuesday.
Yes. Catch Monique at Tamisha Iman Tuesday on Instagram Live. She's a Libra. Absolutely.
Okay.
And her catchphrase is pfft.
Oh. Not that. I don't like that.
It's literally P
F F
F F F F F T. Her catchphrase is the sound someone makes when not caring, similar to sighing, which complements her snooty personality.
Animalcrossing.fandom.com is doing the work, and that's important.
My God.
I mean, she's fine.
Wait. She also wears purple eyeshadow and claims she has blush from Miss Nintendique.
Who is Miss Nintendique?
Who is Miss Nintendique? Miss Nintendique is
an unseen
magazine
mentioned by
all
female
villagers
in
the
town
with
the name referencing Nintendo.
But it cannot be obtained or read.
So this is like how the Snooties, or I'm sorry, the...
The Peppies are like Maglev's in love.
Maglev
their favorite
in love.
TV show.
Yeah. Okay.
Miss Nintendique.
Interesting. Wow.
So I have Monique.
Fascinating.
So I'm.
It's the world building for me.
Her picture, her old picture. So her new picture quote is all publicity is good publicity. But it used to be in Wild World, no airbrushing necessary.
Well, as she's aged, she's had to scale that back a bit.
She had to take that down.
Yeah.
Wow. Miss Monique.
Wait, I have to edit my photo so that you don't, because my villager's in it, and I don't want you to see them until I tell you who it is.
So those are my updates for Ilo Ilo. Audie's out, Monique is in,
mm-hmm.
And we're living, we're thriving. I'm turning her Adi's former Summerside seaside resort area into a cabaret space slash drag brunch area for Monique to host.
Great.
So very excited for that.
How about you? You should try to get Tiffany now too. You should try to get both. And they can live next door to each other.
And start a brothel.
Freed. There's none left. I gave Friedrich the last bite of my quesadilla.
And by last bite, it's a quarter of the quesadilla.
Well, and now he's just sniffing the floor as if more will just appear out of nowhere. Appear.
So what's new in Harmonia?
Harmonia
was turned on for the first time.
Yeah, went on vacation.
Oh, he was on vacation.
And by that I mean, 2 weeks. Was quarantined at home due to being exposed. So Harmonia could not do his resident representative duties.
He was at home, absolutely.
Absolutely, at home the whole time, never left the house. So finally was able to leave today and visited people and talked and gave pumpkins and said hello and da-da-da. And everyone was like, wow, it's been quite a long time. And it was a little irritating. But it's fine. Cole was the only one who literally was like, it's been 2 weeks. Like, said the words 2 weeks. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. So, you know, that's fine. But Harmonia's fine. Harmonia had a campsite villager today, and Harmonia, that campsite villager, is going to be replacing Matilda, my snooty kangaroo. So we are going to go to the campsite.
Let's go to the campsite. Who's at the campsite? Rawr! Rawr! Roar! Roar! Who's in my campsite? Roar!
This villager, who is new to who will be new to Harmonia, come tomorrow, is an Aries.
Oh!
Their birthday is April 9th.
Wow!
So just recently had a birthday celebrated. Their catchphrase is bada bing.
Wow, Chandler Bing from Friends.
Their photo. Oh, I don't remember what her photo said.
Oop.
Whoops.
Adam, you're so bad at this.
I know, I should have just made a thing.
You were like, I don't need to make a presentation because it's just us two. And look at us now, scrambling. Adam is rifling through papers right now.
Okay.
So,
her caption on her photo.
I was going to guess smug, so I'm glad that you slipped up and said her.
Is 100% natural fiber.
Okay. Okay.
What else did you have for your beardo like intro?
That was it.
That was it. Just the catchphrase, the birthday, the air. Okay. So there's that. So far, and you know it's a girl because I slipped. Okay. What are we thinking with all of this information, personality and villager type?
I am gonna say sisterly.
Okay.
Because of the bada bing, the confidence of the bada bing, I think is it for me. The 100% all natural fiber. That was very curious because it's like, okay, it's clearly the name must be a pun of some kind of like either a bread or a food item or a plant. So that's why I'm like, okay, it's giving me cocoa, but I don't know if that's, I don't think that's cocos. And also, bada bing just does not sound like a coco catchphrase. So I'm going to stick with sisterly, and I'm going to say the only sisterlies I know that are food is Frida, who's made a French fry. So I'm going to say it's a, what is she? A sheep. I'm going to say it's a sheep sisterly. That's my guess.
A sisterly sheep. A
sisterly okay. sheep.
I'm going to show you the outside of her house. Here's the outside.
Oh, it's a cabin. A pink cabin with a purple roof. A pink
cabin with a purple roof.
Hmm.
Okay. And I will show you the interior. And she has been...
censored.
She's been censored. So you will not see her. But she is in the shot.
Okay. Very basic. Very wooden basic furniture.
Interesting.
Floral, rose.
The rose
wallpaper. And a cute DIY. Okay.
Herringbone flooring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing that my... this does not feel like a sisterly to me now. It's very sweet. It's very sweet.
Gives you sweet energy.
But then, bada bing is not a sweet catchphrase.
Mm-hmm.
She's not.
Right. It's tough.
It's tough. I will...
Final guess.
I'll stick to sheep.
Okay.
What
if I told you that Bada Bing is less personality type and more...
Literal type?
Villager type.
Villager type? Like the species? Like the actual animal?
Yes.
Bada Bing. Bada Bing. Bing cherries.
It's cherry. No, it's not.
No,
cherry.
It's not cherry. Cherry's too cool. I don't know what the words bing or butta bing in regards to an animal could be.
I might not be pronouncing it correctly.
Butta bing. Butta bing. Butta bing.
Say the first one.
Bada bing. Bada bing. Butta.
No, it's not B-U. I'll say that. It's not butta bing.
Bada bing. Ba. Sheep. Sheep. Miss sheep. Okay, sticking to sheep. Like I said, we're sticking to sheep. I am going to guess that this is either Barbara or Muffy.
You'd be wrong on both of them. You clearly don't know your sheep.
I don't know my sheeps. This I only know Frida and Frida.
The legend. The icon. She is the moment. Now, come on now. She is Stella the sheep.
Wow, let's talk about Stella.
Let's talk about Stella. Stella is...
wearing the flower, like a flower sweater.
A pale pink face.
And a purpley pink...
A fuchsia.
Fuchsia.
Coat.
She's a sweet.
She is a sweet.
Oh, wow.
I love a sweet. I genuinely love a
well,
sweet.
Well, girl, you can have the three on my island. My God.
She's wearing, I think that's Graham or Mom's sweater.
No, it's like the floral sweater. Oh, it's like sweater.
The flower sweater. The red flower sweater. Her big ol' horns are big ol' horns. she looks great. She's got a lot of blush on that she doesn't really quite know how to blend in.
Yeah, it's a lot of blush. But it's a big face.
It's a big face.
I appreciate the proportions of the blush.
And I like her little tiny eyes and mouth. It's very funny.
Why fiber?
Sheep. Wool.
Oh.
100% natural fiber. Fibrous.
Fibrous, not actual dietary fiber.
I have no interesting facts about Stella. Famously, sweets have like the shortest pages on Wikipedia. However, I do have a bit of information. She is from the first game.
Wow, the OG.
The OG. Debutsu no Mori. She at the time had a darker pink face and a more purple coat. So it's been trimmed back a little bit, but mostly the same. In a character popularity poll held on the Japanese Animal Crossing website, Stella ranked as the 29th most popular character at 593 votes. I don't know when this happened.
Yeah, girl.
Ranking above Don Rossetti and below Cherry.
Yes, well.
How could you not?
Cherries unmatched.
So Stella is, she's famous. She's A-list.
She's A-list.
Top tier. She's very cute. I think she's very sweet is obviously the word I was going to use there.
Very friendly face.
Let's talk about her names in other languages, because I think they're way more fun than the stupid English name. So, in Japanese, it's akuriru, which is basically acrylic.
Mm.
Same for Korean. It's coming from acrylic, so that's fun. Chinese, it's zhan, which is felt.
Mm.
So that's funny. And then in Spanish and Italian, it's merina, coming from merino, the type of wool. I have no idea
Where is Stella from?
Where is Stella from? I don't know. That's it. Do you want to see her little... I found some cute ones.
Cute looks of Stella. That is cute. Cute.
She had no bad deviant art. I love this one because she gives me... Do you know those? Okay, this is very specific. Do you know those girls who are shorter and they're like, they have like a little extra weight, which is like fine, but they love to wear like an A-line skirt like all the time.
Yeah.
And then like, and stockings,
mm-hmm.
and like tiny little like, black flats.
Mary Jane.
That's what she gives me in this photo. It's very cute. She's very cute. And then this one I found.
Librarian.
Yes, very that.
Millennial librarian.
She's on the right.
Oh.
Isn't this cute?
That's cute.
This is Raymond.
Cherry. That's Cherry.
Who's this?
A jock. Oh, just a man.
That looks like, you know who it looks like? Oh, it's what's his name? It's Flick, isn't it?
Mm.
Probably.
I don't think it's Flick.
You don't think it's Flick?
No.
Who is this girl in the green?
That's Tangy.
I don't know.
The
cat
who's in orange.
This is the sweater.
Mm-hmm. Bo.
That's Audie. There's Audie.
Ugh! Don't. How dare you? Audie's knockers are.
Oh my god.
Knocking.
Who is that? Oh, that's Oh, what's her name? It's Judy.
Paul. Oh, Judy. Yeah, that's Judy.
Big booty Judy, the snooty. Anyway.
You should post this in the campsite on the co-op tomorrow.
I will.
And wow, what a.
Oh. Which leads me into a new segment called Adam Sings the Blues. Okay. I'm going to
Not
send
this.
You. I'm going. It's happening. So in Stella's house, she has the song Only Me playing on her record player.
Mm-hmm.
Only Me is the Elvis Presley type KK Slider song. Very Earth Angel reminiscent. Someone in the captions of the video that I found on YouTube while I was like going to listen to the song, because it's been her song for like 4 games.
Oh.
So
she loves
she loves
a crooner KK.
She's a boomer. so I was like, "Oh, I want to hear this song because I don't think I've ever had this song." So I was going to listen to it and noticed in the comments that someone had written lyrics to this song. So I will now perform for you Only Me by KK Slider with lyrics by a YouTube user called My Art. Okay. RJ, please start the song. Table for two. Your empty chair. As candles burn, I've got me, only me. But why so difficult? I thought that you loved me too. You're so difficult. Why can't you say what you mean? Beautiful. Stunning work. Reflection splash. Taunting at me. Who do you have? Me. Only me. So why so difficult? I thought that I would move far on. Now not seeing you. I hope that you want only me. Some of the syllables aren't really working out here. But we move on. But darling, there's still room just for me and you. Come now, come lay with me. That didn't work out. Don't let me go. Please, beautiful. Don't let it be me, only me. It's not so difficult to say that I love you so, 'cause now I see it can be more than only me. Than only me.
That was beautiful, Adam.
Thank you so much. Honestly, what a pleasure of mine to bring KK Slider to life.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time for our town halls. That's what it means. It's time for a town hall. It's when your resident representatives get 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
RJ, you're going to go first.
Okay.
Because I've spent the last 15 minutes talking.
Okay.
RJ, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, I am here talking to you. Ilo. I'm going to apologize. I'm bringing myself to the red table today. I'm going to apologize and say I may have been neglectful. Now, I have not missed a day. Okay? Just want to get that clear. I did not miss any days, but I am very much just spending very little time with you every day because I found a new creative outlet. I found a new passion. I found a new art form, and my passion is photography. I don't know what to tell you. I am a photographer now, nature photographer. I love going down, you know, the Floria
Meadow
Park with my Illumina orbs and take beautiful pictures of the flora, fauna, and Pokemon around me. So I apologize.
That has been more than a minute. Pokemon Snap.
Snaps.
It slaps. It snaps.
Pokemon Snap.
It is not slaps. A flop.
It is not a flop. It is king.
I saw someone tweet yesterday. They were like, imagine a sequel that people have waited 20 years for. And it is still outperforms the highest of expectations and manages to add more than the original game ever could have. That's truly what it is. Original Pokemon Snap. For those of you who don't know, I'm speaking specifically to Miranda, was a game for the Nintendo 64 where you got in a little vehicle and you went through little...
A track.
You went through areas with Pokemon surrounding you.
And you take pictures.
And you took pictures. And you get scored. And the graphics were Nintendo 64 quality. Mm-hmm. This was back when they only had the original Pokemon characters. So they only had the original, 150. So, I mean, like, that's a lot, but it's not that many in all honesty. And it was a very difficult game because there was no explanation of how to, like, do anything.
Yeah.
But it was great. It was very soothing. It's very, very Animal Crossing just in terms of, like, the chill factor. They have finally come out with new Pokemon Snap, like last week.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so good. Period. I have no more. I have
I
no
mean,
other words.
Truly, if you ever want to make a sequel, if you're a video game developer and you want to make a sequel, wait 20 years until, like, the video game consoles have completely exceeded your initial expectations, mm-hmm. and then just build out from that. Because yep. I do appreciate that we waited. Would it have been cool to have a Pokemon Snap for the Wii? Absolutely. But waiting until the Switch, ugh, so good. Also, like, there are only, like, 300 Pokemon in the new Pokemon Snap. There are 1,000 Pokemon now. So it's just fun to kind of like, you're only getting a small bit of the Pokemon that are in here. And twists and turns, routes left to right, up and down.
Interactions.
Levels, day and night. Like
challenges.
Challenges. I mean, as a photographer.
Printing your photos straight to a Polaroid.
Yeah. As a photographer, which I am. Okay. Right. It's very creatively fulfilling, artistically fulfilling, and I hope that if anyone out there is aspiring photographers, which like I was before, now I'm professional,
sure.
But when I first started out, I would have loved a game like New Pokemon Snap, and I think you will be too, so we'll put it in Miranda's affiliate link on Amazon, so if you want to buy Pokemon Snap, you can buy it through Miranda.
Great.
But that's me. I still love Ilo. Just I'm taking some time for myself right now. But I need to remember not to spend too much time because May Day is literally
here.
It's May Day season and I have like 3 days left to do the May Day maze. So don't let me forget. Okay, Adam.
Hello.
Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers of Harmonia. Unfortunately, as we discussed earlier, Adam, the resident representative of Harmonia, was subject to stay in his home for 2 solid weeks. And it was, you know, unfortunate. Today, getting out for the first time, I was met with 64 weeds.
The number. It's the number.
It's the specific number. I can't be the only person picking up weeds on this island.
Ooh.
I can't do it. This is absurd. It is probably the easiest thing in the game to do. And I think it's absolutely tragic that I come back from potentially near death, honestly, near contracting COVID and dying, and I'm met with, oh, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. How dare you? I thought you had died. And then 64 weeds. So, we need to get it together, girlies. Thank you.
And that's 1 minute. Wow. The rudeness. I'm editing as
what
I'm
are you
talking
doing?
To you.
Yeah.
I'm downloading the song.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I just think it's crazy. They can't do anything?
They can't do it. They can't catch a bug.
I know, but at least bugs move. You know, it's not like you can miss picking up a weed.
Hey, they're paying for bridges and inclines. What else do you want from them?
Not on my island, they aren't.
Ooh. Ooh.
I am the only person supporting the local economy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm the only person paying taxes.
Most likely.
It just seems like a bit of a scam in that regard. And I have to do all the work. So, you know, that's all.
I think they're just happy that you're back. So,
well, we'll pretend that that's what it is.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ResidencePod. We also have video content coming in the future through the Ampliverse YouTube channel. You can subscribe on youtube.com/theampliverse. You can also join our Resident Services co-op where we share dream addresses, tips and tricks, trade items and villagers, and so much more. That's at facebook.com/groups/resident-services-co-op. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating or review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. All right, so we have another review. This one is from Madison Ahern. Love it. I love this podcast. I don't have as much time to play Animal Crossing as I wish I could.
Probably also playing Pokemon Snap.
But listening to this podcast is my perfect ACNH fix. I smile throughout the whole episode. Thank you for bringing something to look forward to every week. Well, that's nice.
I was going to say, you know, we do apologize that there's a lack of estrogen in this episode. But, you know, honestly, with the two of us, there's probably
enough.
Just the normal amount that's necessary.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll be back next week with a full cast. We kind of did this because Adam and I are moving. So there might be an episode where we're not included. So we were like, okay, let's do it this time. And then maybe soon you'll get a Miranda Casey. And then you get to vote on who your favorite posts are. And then we will pair them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't have anywhere to go.
Anywhere to go.
Great.
But anyway, if you love the show, make sure you continue to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh, Kid asked about Casey today. Kid asked about Vase specifically because Kid was from Vase's Island.
Mm-hmm.
So Vase, if you hear this, Kid would like to see you again.
Kid would like a word. Well, that's it from us. Thanks for listening. This is Resident Services signing off. Miranda Casey,
come back.
Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with 2 Y's at the end.
Discovering voices. Building worlds. The Ampliverse.